Want to know what's the word on all things pop culture? You've come to the right place. It's time for the Bronx Buzz. Stay tuned for all the tea from hot celebrity gossip to movies to music and more. The Bronx Buzz has it all. Your go-to for entertainment updates right now on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.
Welcome to The Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity gossip, entertainment news, and pop culture on 107.7 The Bronx Retro WRRC2. Two-time Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award nominee for Best College Online Streaming Radio Station in the Nation. Nicole Kidman became the first Australian to win the Lifetime Achievement Award at the 2024 American Film Institute Life Achievement Award Gala. Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban's daughters made their red carpet debut at the ceremony after being kept out of the public spotlight for years. Their family was also joined by Nicole Kidman's sister Antonia Kidman, brother-in-law Craig Mirren, and niece Sabella Haley. When asked about the momentous night on the red carpet, she stated,
"Australian or not, I'm just so honored to be on this list with the greats and to be able to represent my country. I was obviously born in Hawaii. I've worked all over the world, but I'm an Aussie girl. And I'm standing here in Hollywood going, oh my God, it actually happened."
Before the ceremony, Kidman took to Instagram to thank the industry for supporting her along the way. Travis Kelce referred to Taylor Swift as his significant other in public for the first time. This occurred when the Kansas City Chiefs star helped host a charity auction with Patrick Mahomes for the 15 and Mahomes Foundation in Las Vegas. While on stage, Travis stated, quote, "I just talked to my significant other. We might have one other auction item that wasn't on the docket. Has anybody heard of the Eras Tour?" He then went on to explain that 4 tickets to the Eras Tour for shows in New Orleans, Miami, or Minneapolis would be available for the auction. The singer herself was in attendance at the ceremony as well. Monica Garcia of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City shared heartbreaking news on Sunday as she revealed that she suffered a miscarriage. This would be her 5th baby and her first with current boyfriend Braxton Knight. The reality star posted a photo of herself getting an ultrasound on Instagram alongside the caption, "One thing I promised myself when opening my life up to all of you was that I was going to do it completely, unapologetically, and authentically raw as possible. I would show you my life in all aspects because that is what I agreed to do. Unfortunately, today I need to share a very heartbreaking aspect. There is no heartbeat." Monica went on to express gratitude for her doctors, support system, and fans. That's all for this episode of The Bronx Buzz, your daily cup of celebrity tea. You can listen to The Bronx Buzz daily on The Bronx Retro WRRC2 or on demand on your favorite podcasting platform at 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz.
We hope that you've gotten your daily fill of movie, TV, music, pop culture news, and more. But if you've missed What's the Word with The Bronx Buzz, check out all entertainment reports on 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz. Now back to the classic hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s on 1077 The Bronx Retro.